Up a Storm is brought to you by the Windwork Symphonic Wind Ensemble, showcasing the very best of wind band music.
Good morning and welcome to our third edition of Blowing Up a Storm. I'm Rian van Wyk and we are continuing our journey through the history of wind band music and composers. The roots of the American wind band can be traced back to military and brass bands that were prominent in the early days of the nation, primarily composed of brass and percussion instruments and often associated with military ceremonies and public events. As the instrumentation and musical scope of these ensembles expanded in the 19th century, the addition of woodwinds and more percussion instruments transformed the brass band into the more versatile and sophisticated wind band that we recognize today. One of the most influential figures in the development of the American wind band was John Philip Sousa, often dubbed the March King, who made significant contributions to the genre through his compositions and leadership. Born in 1854, Sousa's early exposure to military bands set the stage for his prolific career and his marches such as The Stars and Stripes Forever and Semper Fidelis remain staples in the wind band canon. Sousa's impact on the wind band extended beyond his compositions, and he was a visionary conductor and educator. He helped to elevate the wind band as a respected and prominent ensemble, and his leadership of the United States Marine Band from 1880 to 1892 brought a level of professionalism and prestige that had a lasting effect on the development of wind band music. He also toured extensively with his own band, which popularized wind band music across the USA and abroad. The current-day American wind band is a vibrant and diverse ensemble found in schools, community organizations, and professional settings. Its repertoire has expanded to include works by modern composers, arrangements of popular music, and original compositions that push the boundaries of the genre. Sousa, in his 1928 autobiography, Marching Along, wrote that The Stars and Stripes Forever was composed on Christmas Day, 1896. He was returning home from a vacation in Europe with his wife on an ocean liner and had just learned of the death of the manager of the Sousa band, David Blakely. He composed the march in his head and notated it the minute he arrived in the USA. It was first performed on the 14th of May, 1890, at the Philadelphia Academy of Music, and in 1897, following an act of Congress, it was officially adopted as the National March of the United States of America. The Stars and Stripes Forever is performed by the Regimental Band of the Coldstream Guards in the United Kingdom, conducted by Major Roger Swift.
Thank you.
That was The Stars and Stripes Forever by John Philip Sousa. To listen to this feature again, visit fmr.co.za and click on Podcasts, Blowing Up a Storm.
Blowing Up a Storm was brought to you by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble and sponsored by the Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra. FMR.